Welcome back to the deep dive. So if you've just come out of that intense end-of-year rush, maybe you skipped the big holiday things because you were just swamped, you know that
Okay,
feeling?
you do.
And you might be starting 2026 feeling, well, pretty depleted, needing a real visual reset.
That feeling of depletion is exactly where our source material kicks off today.
Right.
Our mission is pretty simple. We're analyzing the research to find the quickest, most impactful way for you to get that real glow and carry it into the new year.
And the sources lay out two, very distinct paths to do that.
Very distinct. Two highly structured paths for self-care to get you looking and feeling your best.
What I love about this material is that it respects that not everyone has the same amount of, time or patience.
Exactly. It's not one size fits all.
We get option A, the simple at-home kind of slower approach.
Right. Using products and steps you already know, things you can actually stick to.
And then there's option B.
The fast path. This is all about quick, targeted professional solutions for, much faster results. And we're going to break down what those terms actually mean.
Yes, because the goal isn't just to know what to do.
It's to understand why it
And no
works.
matter which path you choose, the slow one or the professional shortcut, the sources really anchor everything in one core belief:
Which is.
that self-care isn't about vanity. The effort, whether it's, 10 minutes a day or one session, it inherently boosts your self-confidence.
And your overall mood, that
Yeah.
confidence, that's the real goal.
What's the ultimate goal?
It is.
Okay, let's unpack this. Let's start with the foundation. Because before we even look at a single product, we have to talk about the non-negotiables.
The prerequisites.
Right, the things that support the whole at-home approach.
Right.
If you aren't doing these, that whole 7-day routine is just, it's fighting an uphill battle.
Absolutely. The research makes it so clear. First, and this is no surprise, drinking plenty of water.
The classic.
It's simple, but that internal hydration is just fundamental for plump, healthy skin cells.
Okay, and second.
Prioritizing good sleep.
Yeah.
And I mean really good sleep. That's when your skin does all its main repair work.
We hear those two all the time, and they're always the first things to go when we get busy.
Always.
But the third one, this one is probably the most vital skin habit of all.
It's the hill we will always die on, wearing sunscreen daily.
Regardless of the weather.
Regardless of the weather, you might think, oh, it's winter, I'm inside, but UV exposure happens through windows. It's cumulative.
Right.
So sunscreen every day is the number one thing you can do to prevent collagen breakdown. You just can't skip it.
So those three are kind of the obvious ones everyone knows. But if we're looking for the real insight from the sources, the one thing that truly unlocks success, what is it?
It's the final point, and it's so critical for anyone who feels overwhelmed by like a 12-step routine.
I think that's most of us.
It is. But the research confirms that consistency matters so much more than the number of products you use. You don't need 12 steps. You just need 3 steps that you do every single day without fail. That habit is what really delivers the glow.
That makes so much sense. And if consistency is the goal, then the structure of this 7-day plan, it's kind of brilliant in its simplicity.
It's very balanced, yeah. Suitable for most skin types.
But there's a big caveat in there, right? If you have very sensitive skin.
Oh, absolutely. The material is very clear. If anything causes irritation, you stop that step immediately.
Okay, so let's break down the flow of the week.
So days 1 through 3 are all about building that foundation. It's the build and repair cycle
Stabilization, hydration.
and gentle resurfacing, yes.
So day one sets the stage, cleansing and hydration. Tell us about the specifics there.
Day one starts with your basic cleanser, maybe an optional toner, but then the real focus is on moisture.
The hydrating serum. The source mentions hyaluronic acid specifically.
It does. And you shouldn't think of HA as a stripping acid. It's more like a giant molecular sponge.
The sponge.
Yeah, it attracts and holds onto moisture, pulling it from the air right into your skin, plumping it up. Then you just lock it in with moisturizer and, of course, sunscreen in the morning.
Okay, so we hydrate like crazy on day one. What's next for day two?
Day two is gentle exfoliation. This is the renewal step.
Right.
You cleanse and then you use a gentle exfoliator. But the warning here is really strong. Only once this week.
Not every day.
God, no. The sources warn against harsh scrubs or anything too aggressive. You just want to remove the dead surface cells, not compromise your skin barrier.
Because if you over-exfoliate, you damage that barrier, and then you've just undone all that hydration work from day one.
Precisely. You get redness, sensitivity.
Right.
It's the opposite of what you want. So after you exfoliate, you have to follow up with a soothing or hydrating serum to calm everything down.
Okay, so by day three, we're healed and ready for nourishment. I saw the material splits day three into a morning and evening routine. Why do that?
Day three is skin nourishment, and that split is very strategic. In the morning, you're focused on protection. So after you cleanse, you use a vitamin C serum. Think of it as a powerful antioxidant shield. It brightens your skin and protects it from all the environmental damage during the day. Then your moisturizer and sunscreen.
And the evening is different.
The evening shifts completely to restoration. You cleanse, but instead of more actives, the source recommends a nourishing cream or a light facial oil.
To replenish the skin barrier.
Exactly. Those lipids deeply replenish the barrier overnight while your body is in repair mode. It's a very smart way to maximize the benefits of both types of ingredients.
This is where it gets really interesting for me. We're moving into midweek with targeted care and actual rest. Day four is mask day.
Right. This is your big targeted boost, and it's tailored to what your skin actually needs.
You have a choice.
You have a choice. If you're feeling dry from winter air, you grab a hydrating mask. If you're feeling oily or congested, you use a clay mask. It's about listening to your skin.
And then just a little lightweight serum and moisturizer after.
Yep. Keep it simple.
Then on day five, we zero in on the eyes. Eye care. Why does this area get its own day?
Well, the skin around your eyes is just so much thinner than the rest of your face.
And it has fewer oil glands, right?
Exactly.
All right.
So it dehydrates faster and shows aging sooner. So day five, after your cleanser and serum, you use an eye cream, but the technique is non-negotiable.
You have to gently tap it in. No rubbing.
You never, ever rub. Tapping prevents you from tugging on those delicate collagen fibers. Rubbing breaks them down over time and causes fine lines.
That makes perfect sense. Now, day six, this one feels a little counterintuitive. It's a rest day.
A mandated rest day.
If you're trying to build consistency, isn't taking a day off a bit of a risk?
No, it's absolutely vital. The source has really emphasized this. Day six is strictly a skin rest day. The whole point is to prevent what we call product fatigue.
Right. Overwhelming the skin barrier.
Exactly. If you're layering active ingredients every single day, you risk irritating your skin.
Yeah.
So on day six, it's just cleanser, moisturizer, and sunscreen. That's it.
No heavy serums.
No heavy serums, no active treatments. You're just letting the barriers stabilize and reset.
That's true balance, right? Activity and then recovery.
It is.
And that brings us to day seven, the grand finale, self-care and glow.
This is your reward day. It's almost meditative. You start with a gentle facial massage.
With your hands or a roller?
Either one. The point is to boost circulation and lymph drainage to reduce puffiness. Then you use your favorite serum, your moisturizer, and you finish with a really nice lip mask or balm. It's the final flourish.
Fantastic. So that's the slow path. Seven structured days. But what about the listener who needs that glow? Like now. For an event next week.
And that is where the source material transitions to the fast path. This is for when you want accelerated results, something beyond what 7 days at home can do.
These are the targeted professional solutions.
Right. And we need to define what these technical names actually mean.
Okay, let's break them down. Option one, the Skin Booster PDRN session. That acronym, PDRN, sounds incredibly complex. What is it?
It does, yeah. PDRN stands for polydeoxyribonucleotide. But let's simplify that. Think of them as tiny, small fragments of DNA. They're often sourced from salmon, actually.
Interesting. So what do they do?
Their job isn't to fill or smooth things on the surface. It's about signaling. The PDRN basically encourages your own tissue to repair itself, stimulates collagen, and helps your cells regenerate.
So the glow comes from the inside out.
Exactly. It's a foundational booster for long-term hydration and healing.
A biological signal, not just a surface fix. Okay, on to option two, the meso eye session. We hear mesotherapy a lot. What is that?
Mesotherapy is a technique where you micro-inject custom blends of ingredients like vitamins, enzymes, plant extracts into the middle layer of your skin, the mesoderm.
Okay.
So a meso eye session is tailored specifically for that thin skin around the eyes to target things like dark circles or dehydration lines.
So you're delivering nutrients where a cream can't reach.
Right where they need to go. The downtime is usually minimal, maybe a day or two of redness, but the visible result is immediate and way more intense than an eye cream.
Option three targets the lips. Meso or filler lip? These are two different things, right?
Yes, and they have different goals. If you go for meso lip, that's purely about hydration and conditioning. It's like an intense mask delivered internally, makes your lips smoother.
And filler lip?
Filler lip is about volume and shaping. That usually uses hyaluronic acid gels to enhance the shape or add fullness. The sources say you should tailor the choice to get a balanced result, whether that's subtle or more defined.
So meso for health, filler for shape. Got it. And finally, option four, the laser session. This feels a bit different.
It is. It's more about efficiency. The source brings up laser sessions, usually for hair removal, as a long-term time saver.
Ah, I see.
By starting laser treatments, you get rid of the constant need for shaving or waxing. The result is just consistently smoother skin, which contributes to that overall feeling of being well-maintained without the daily effort.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? We've just analyzed two really comprehensive approaches.
You've got the 7-day plan, that slow, dedicated regimen built on consistency. And then you have the quick fixes, the targeted professional interventions.
Hmm.
So you now have a clear menu of options, really.
And crucially, they both lead back to that same core idea. Prioritizing self-care is so important.
The investment in yourself, whether it's time or money, directly translates into a boost in your confidence and your mood.
You feel better because you look better, and you look better because you actually dedicated the resources to it.
That's the value here. You don't have to guess where to start. You can commit to the daily flow of that 7-day cycle, or you can use the professional solutions to jumpstart your results. The steps are defined.
It's a really pragmatic, actionable map for the new year.
Yeah.
We've pulled out the essentials, the non-negotiables like water, sleep, sunscreen.
The whole rhythm of the weekly routine, build, target, and rest.
And the more sophisticated options for getting faster results, like PDRN, mesotherapy, and laser.
And that leads to a final provocative thought for you to consider as you decide on your path forward. We talked about the source's core principle for the slow path. Consistency matters more than the number of products.
Right.
So if you choose the fast path, does that same principle apply? Does consistent maintenance like scheduling PDRN touch-ups ultimately become more sustainable for you than the commitment of a complex daily routine? You really have to weigh your time budget against your financial budget to choose which route is truly the most consistent path to your long-term glow.